The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're joined now by the host of Tucker Carlson Tonight on the Fox News Channel, Tucker Carlson. Tucker, thanks for joining us.
Oh, good morning, Vince.
Good morning. So I want to ask you about this flurry of subpoenas that came out yesterday from the House Intel Committee right out the gate. Some, of course, to Trump's people within Trump's circle, but also some requests specifically about people who've unmasked names within the Obama administration. People we'd expect, like Susan Rice and CIA Director John Brennan. But also included in that list was UN Ambassador Samantha Power. Now, why in the world would the UN ambassador be involved in unmasking names in the Obama administration?
Well, this gets, look, the short answer is I don't know. And there's a lot we don't know about this story. In fact, we know very little. But my suspicion from the very beginning was that a lot of this was about ideology and that Samantha Power, maybe first among everyone in the Obama White House, had a very specific worldview and was deeply offended by the foreign policy positions Trump was taking on the campaign. Deeply offended and was seeking to undermine them, as a lot of people in the Obama administration, and that's really what this was about. That they, you know, a lot of people, permanent members of government and a lot of appointees in the Obama era just really didn't want to see their work on. So they sought to undermine them before they got there.
Yeah, they were just rifling through their notes, apparently.
Do you see, the Democrats are complaining that these subpoenas were given without any consideration to them, that the Republicans took this upon themselves, the Republicans on the committee, to send these subpoenas out without them knowing. Do you believe that?
You know, it's hard to know what to believe. It's hard to know. But, I mean, look, it's pretty easy to agree that after whatever it is, 6 or 7 months, you know, it'd be nice to have some concrete answers here. So, like, what's the argument against the subpoenas? I'm not really sure what the argument is.
Right, and the concreteness of any available argument has been in question over the last 7-8 months because, you know, we just heard from the former acting director of the CIA, Mike Morrell, who was staring at that Jared Kushner back channel story that the press started pushing, I think was earlier this week or late last week, Friday. And he says, like, a number of things. One, the fact that it got to the Washington Post through an anonymous letter that included a detail about Kushner working with the Russians on a back-channel deal. He says, quote, "That's not a sourcing chain in which I would put a great deal of confidence. I spent a career watching the media get a significant portion of intelligence-related stories wrong. Bottom line, we should be very careful in saying what is a fact on which to base analysis here." And then you got the Washington Post and CNN, I think, all building backdoors into their coverage now, suggesting that Russian interference continues to pervade U.S. intelligence agencies, and that information that may be being leaked may actually be planted by the Russians in the first place. I mean, how do we sort out what's true?
This is clearly ludicrous. I mean, so take the Kushner back.
Tucker, your phone is breaking. Tucker, your phone is breaking up on us. Can you maybe go by a window or I don't know? Move?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. There you go.
sorry about that. It probably the Russians or the Macedonians. But look, the Kushner back channel story destroys the original theory. So if the theory is that the Trump people had a back channel to the Russians during the campaign through which they're coordinating attacks on Hillary, why would Kushner need to create a new back channel once they got elected? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But this isn't to make sense. This is about, and they're brilliant at doing it, and I keep saying that this is about muddying the message and putting so many doubts, planting so many doubts in so many people's minds that it legitimizes Hillary's loss. It delegitimizes President Trump's presidency. Isn't that the game?
Well, that's true. And that, look, and part of it is, you know, obviously a way of moving the psychological burden of the loss from Hillary and displacing it onto the Russians. And I get it. I mean, I'm not a shrink, but I have sympathy for her because, you know, her incompetence allowed Trump to get elected and, you know, she hates herself for it. I get it. The problem is it's hamstringing American foreign policy and making it impossible to make rational decisions about our relationship with Russia, which is a key relationship. So that the whole thing has massive costs. And it's irresponsible.
Well, Hillary's psychological somersaults were on full display yesterday because she was interviewed, and we counted at the Daily Caller 18 different explanations for why she lost the election that didn't include herself. What did you make of that yesterday?
Well, I felt bad for her by the end. I mean, I sincerely did. I mean, that was so lunatic and embarrassing. I mean, and it contradicted itself throughout, as you pointed out. I mean, she actually alleged in public that the Trump administration had coordinated these attacks with Russia down to the minute. At one point, she said, you know, these emails were released through WikiLeaks at the direction of the Trump campaign to coincide exactly with the breaking of the Access Hollywood tape. So, like, that's a very complex and elaborate conspiracy. And there's no evidence to suggest it's true. And by the way, she simultaneously argued that the emails were meaningless. There was nothing in there, and yet at the same time, their disclosure lost the race for her. Like, it didn't make any sense. And then she, almost like kind of a classic crazy person on the bus, throws this thing out about the Macedonians. Like, they made all the Macedonians. Like, I think Hillary's probably above average intelligence, and you know, I've always assumed she was a person of basic decency. Like, I don't hate Hillary Clinton. I never have. But this was. Not something she should have said in public because it diminished her. I mean, it made her look like a nut.
Well, you also had one of her former campaign, longtime aides, criticizing her on Twitter, saying, Patty Solace Doyle writing, I'm tired of hearing Hillary say who she blames for the loss. I want to hear our Democrats are going to win in 2018. That's pretty bad when you lose Patty.
And Patty Solace Doyle was one of the closest people in the Hillary campaign to Hillary. I mean, going back to the 08 campaign. And so for her to say this, and I'm not surprised she did, because by the way, Hillary took a shot at the Democratic Party and President Obama when she said, I got nothing from the DNC. Really?
Yes,
you had twice the money of the Trump campaign. That's not speculation. That's fact. And President Obama went all in for Hillary. I'm not an Obama fan, but the guy really went out of his way to throw all of his moral authority behind her, spent a ton of time on the road with her. And she's blaming him and the DNC. It's like, it's nuts.
Tucker Carlson, thank you very much. I'm so sorry we're out of time this morning. Tucker Carlson from Tucker Carlson Tonight. Thanks, sir, for stopping by.